An exclusive on Recode by Kara Swisher and Kurt Wagner reports that Twitter co-founder and current interim CEO Jack Dorsey will be named the new permanent CEO as early as today. Kurt Wagner joins us now. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, wait a minute. Didn't Dorsey get fired as CEO? Why would they hire him to do a job they fired him for? And who does he think he is, Steve Jobs?
I'm sure he'd love for people to think that he's Steve Jobs. And, you know, he was fired a long time ago, or at least in the tech world, it was a long time ago. And he's been doing the job, as you know, for the last three, almost 4 months now. And I think the feeling is that, he is the co-founder of Twitter, and he has a lot of authority and a lot of product sense that I think they need right now in order to grow the user base. And, people inside, outside the company, people who are invested in the company, they all seem to think Jack is the right guy for the job. And as we reported yesterday, it sounds like the board is thinks that too.
Now, what about his day job where he is the CEO of Square?
Right, that other big company he has. So unknown officially whether or not he'll still be running Square, but he has said multiple times that he is not leaving Square. As we mentioned yesterday, we're kind of operating under the assumption that he will then be doing both companies. Until a formal announcement is officially made, I don't think we can say that definitively. But I think the idea or the thought is that he will be the CEO of Square and Twitter. And all of a sudden, it becomes a very interesting predicament for him as Square tries to IPO and Twitter tries to work through its issues. You know, who's going to be the first one to complain that they're not getting enough Jack time? I don't know.
Somebody's going to do it. Now, your piece mentioned a plan B in case the Jack option doesn't happen. What is plan B?
What is plan B? Well, as you know from the story, it's somewhat unclear. Plan B is essentially if the Jack thing doesn't happen, the board has an outside candidate who they think could potentially step in and do the job. We don't know who that candidate is. I think that, you know, the hope, of course, is that plan A works out, that Jack is the one who takes the job and ultimately runs Twitter. But, as a board, and especially as the Twitter board, for people who are familiar with the company's history, I mean, gosh, they have had so many issues with executives and you know, CEOs being pushed out and come back in and co-founders fighting that, I think they should have a plan B, probably a plan C as well, just because you never know with Twitter what's going to happen. But the plan B would be an outsider coming in as CEO. We don't know who that outsider is. And again, we think that Jack, from what we're hearing, is going to be announced sometime soon.
Okay, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about a story you posted yesterday. We tried to get you on the show, and you were busy and couldn't come on. But basically, we did report it anyway, and the story is that Twitter is planning another service that will allow long-form posts. This was misreported by others who were doing a bad pickup on your piece and said that they would be abandoning, the limitation on 140 characters. Although right. Your piece did say that they would loosen it a bit by not counting certain things like links and stuff like that. I'm curious to get you, since we have you here, get your take on that. Now, are you imagining something like Medium that would be a Twitter branded site? People could post these long things and then it would somehow be connected to Twitter. What are you picturing when you talk about this other service?
So I think that there's two parts to the story yesterday. The first is that internally they've been having open conversations about changing what the 140 character limit means. And what I mean by that is, should they remove things like user handles or hashtags or, the 17 or 20 characters that you lose when you attach a photo to a tweet? If those things were to disappear, in essence, the 140 character limit might, expand beyond what it has traditionally been. And so those conversations are happening. That's part one. Part two is that Twitter is also actually building a product to enable people to go beyond that 140 character limit. And so whether that means being able to, have a 140 character tweet that when you click on, it expands and all of a sudden you can now read 500 characters, or whether that's a standalone Medium type thing where you're sharing directly to Twitter, we don't know the details. In my mind, I would kind of lean towards the first, right? Because again, and I've been just bombarded on Twitter about this story over the last 48 hours, but the idea is that people like the constraint. And so my guess would be if Twitter has done their research and talked to users and everything, which I'm sure that they're doing because they don't want to screw this up, they kind of leave the tweets themselves as close to the 140 as you can, while still maybe, again, you click and it expands into something where you can write more if you want to. That would be my guess. But again, we don't know exactly what that new product's going to look like, just that they have something in the works where they're building that.
Well, I hope they do something like that. I mean, it would make a ton of sense for multiple reasons. I mean, if you look at Facebook, for example, they've got the instant articles where the articles are already preloaded in the mobile app. And when you click on a post that is essentially a shared link, it's just boom, it's there and has video and it's rich and stuff like that. So Facebook itself is actually conveying that article from the Washington Post, the New York Times, or whatever it is. And in this case, I think Twitter would love, you know, let's face it, all tweets are either very cryptic short things or they're links to articles or pictures or something on another site. So I am sure that internally at Twitter, they're saying, well, why are we linking to other sites when we can link to our own site and put ads there? Of course, with a big long form post, you could do all kinds of interesting ads, including video ads and so on. So it makes sense for their business. Probably makes sense for users. It'd probably be faster, especially in the mobile app. So it sounds like it would make a whole lot of sense.
But I think so. And you also look, and there's been great examples over the years of important, influential people coming to Twitter to make these big announcements, and they end up sending like 10 tweets in order to do it. And by the time you get down to the 10th tweet, no one's listening anymore, or you know, you look at the retweet counts, and all of a sudden it's like a quarter of how many times the first tweet was retweeted. So I think that there's this need for them to give people a space to write things that are longer than 140 characters. I really do think that the constraint has a lot of benefit to it. And I think that they would be somewhat silly to totally abandon it. I don't think that they will. But, you know, again, this is representative of Jack being in charge. I think that he knows that the product needs to change, and it might need to change dramatically. And he's not afraid to kind of think that way. And as the co-founder of Twitter and not just an employee of Twitter, he has the authority to kind of make these kinds of decisions or to greenlight a project like this. And I think that that's a really important thing that they're going through right now.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Kurt Wagner's at Recode.net, and you can click on his links and read his long-form posts at Kurt Wagner 8 on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kurt.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.